Welcome back to Gulf Coast Nutrition. I'm Dr. V. Brenda B is out today. She will be back next time. We've been talking with the internationally renowned expert in the field of supplements, Dr. Paris Kidd. Dr. Kidd, thank you so much for being on with us again.
Yes, very good. Let's talk some more about DHA.
Absolutely. Now, when last we left off and we had discussed a little bit about the health benefits of DHA, and let me just intervene for just a quick second, as I've had people walk in with a bottle of something in their hand and say, I take DHA, and they show me a bottle of DHEA. Totally different thing, right?
Right, absolutely, yeah. DHEA is a hormone precursor. It's a good supplement if you want to balance your hormone levels. Women can't take too much of it. But we're talking today about DHA, omega-3.
Right. That's right. Totally different.
It's a vitamin-like nutrient that pretty much all of us need to have all the way through life, starting in childhood and going all the way to the end of life.
Excellent. And last we left off, we promised our listeners that we would discuss with them about the omega oil levels. How in the world would you test that?
Well, I actually just sent off for a kit. You can look at the percentage of DHA and other omega-3s in the membranes of the blood cells that circulate, your red blood cells. So you send off for this kit. It can cost about $99, and they send you back this simple setup. And you prick your finger and put a couple drops of blood on a special piece of paper and mail it back in. And within a week, they'll post online what your omega-3 index is.
Now,
what you need is a minimum of 8% of your red cell membrane to be omega-3. You need to break that 8% barrier and get above 8%. And at that level, your risk for all sorts of cardiovascular problems and brain problems will be lower than the rest of the population. Most Americans are running around 3.5 to 4, so we're running really low. The
wow.
Japanese run at 12, the Inuit in the Arctic run at 14 to 15.
Because of all
and
the fish, right?
As I get older and I get more nuts and bolts that aren't working right, Dr. V, I'm pushing mine up towards 12.
Wow. Now, that's because
I'm working on getting to 12.
Wow. Okay. Now, because of all the fish in the diets in those regions, that's what we're talking about. That's why their numbers are so high, right?
Yes, yes. To a large extent, yes. And it's found that as you get above 8, as you get above 8% of DHA and EPA in the red blood cells, your overall risk for problems goes much lower.
Wow. See, so this is an actual quantitative way to measure what you're doing when you're taking supplements.
Yes,
that's great.
Yes, now I can. People need to do this, and they also need to be sure that their DHA level is what it normally is in the red cells, which is at least 3 times the level of EPA.
That's right. Yeah, you mentioned that before. Now I think I know what you're talking about because we have this test over at Gulf Coast Nutrition. But you're referring to the Omega Quant test. Is that correct?
Yes. Omega Quant is the testing service set up by the discoverer of the omega-3 index, Dr. Bill Harris. And I trust them more to do the very best job. And it's important to stay with one testing service and do the test every 6 months.
Yeah. Now, you see, to let our listeners know, if they come into Gulf Coast Nutrition, right there at the corner of Alt 19 and Alderman Road in Palm Harbor, you can pick up an Omega Quant test right from our lab testing section that we have there. And you can buy one right there on the spot, take it home, go ahead, prick your finger, put it on that special little pad that they supply, send it right off to in that prepaid envelope, and you'll get all that information back. And if you're not sure about once you get all that info back, come on in, talk to us. We can help guide you. We're not going to give you a diagnosis, but of course we can help guide you, or at least we do have other integrative physicians who are medical doctors that can help guide you as well. And you can also get online at gulfcoastnutrition.com and look up that Omega Quant test as well. Now, Dr. Kidd, I understand that there are various sources that you can get the DHA from, but I understand calamari is a very interesting, squid basically is a very interesting source. Tell me a little bit about that.
Dr. V, it's a pretty simple aspect of a tragedy, which is that we're losing the fish. We're losing the fish in our oceans. most of the fish stocks are depleted, and so it's becoming harder and harder to get authentic fish oil of any kind. And as the fish go down, ecologically, the squid are taking their place.
Uh-huh.
The squid are actually very efficient predators. They're survivors. And the annual squid harvest is well over 2 million tons. There's abundance of squid in all the oceans.
Hmm.
There's no problem with sustainability at all. So the tentacles go to make calamari, and the rest of the squid can be processed to make a very beautiful DHA supplement, which has no odor. It has none of that fish oil reflux, and it's just a beautiful product.
And I understand that the doctor's best product is produced in Norway. This is cold water we're getting this squid from. Really good cold water. Really good source.
And it's pretty much pure DHA. This is highly distilled material. And let me just make clear that Doctor's Best has access to all of the suppliers that have products commercially. We could use any source that we would like, but we've chosen the squid because it is sustainable and it does have beautiful organoleptic properties. It doesn't have any bad smell or any weird feeling when you take it, and it's an affordable product, and I take it, all of my relatives take it, at least those who want to take vitamins, and it's just a very nice product. And then for the vegetarians, we have the DHA from algae. Which is also a sustainable source. It's a bit more expensive than the calamari source, but vegetarians and vegans can be assured of getting a pure DHA from a purely plant source.
Because I understand there were some vegans and vegetarians who said, krill. And I said, no, krill is still an animal. It's still a small, small.
Yeah, krill is a marine shrimp.
Right, it's a marine shrimp. And that the algae, on the other hand, that they feed off of, that's the actual vegetarian product of the sea, I guess you'd call it.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And I cannot emphasize, Dr. V, how important it is that right after a person takes their multiple, and I hope everybody in our audience is taking a really good multiple vitamin mineral product. Right after they take that, they should be taking their DHA. And the kids, if the kids are having any issues, very definitely they should get some DHA. And even healthy kids might perform better at school if they would get a DHA supplement.
Because I see that the doctor's best product, right on the bottle, it says promotes brain and cardiovascular health. I mean, the two most important parts.
That just for the brain to make connections, there's got to be DHA present. The actual connections in the brain, of which we have upwards of a thousand trillion or so, for a connection to form requires having DHA present at that spot in the cell membrane, in the nerve cell membrane. Other omega-3 will substitute in that process.
Right, because you had mentioned the EPA not found in the brain. Won't
right,
work there.
There is no EPA in the brain, and there's abundant DHA everywhere that there's a brain connection, and DHA is required for the connection to form and to be maintained.
Wow.
And it's a similar story in all the organs.
See, and I mean, what's more important than brain and cardiovascular? I mean, it's your two most, without that, you're in a hospital
bed,
right?
All of the organs rely on functioning cell membranes. That's what life is based on. So we're talking about support and promotion of health in every single cell, tissue, and organ of the body.
That's what we spoke about at the beginning of the show, where I asked you about the building blocks of the cells. Yes, absolutely.
Yes, I think
right.
You really get it, Dr. V.
Thank you, sir. There's my compliment from you for the day. I will cherish that because I know you're a man who has extremely vast knowledge and expertise in this field, and anyone who's listening to you now has really gotten a great treat. It's really
been
great.
I've been in this field for well over three decades, Dr. V. I've introduced some of the foremost nutrients for the brain and for many other applications into the dietary supplement industry.
This is great, Dr. Kidd. Thank you so much for being on today. I'm hearing the music starting to come up. We can't wait to have you on next time to talk more about the doctor's best products. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me on, Dr. V.
Thanks. Take care, sir. Bye-bye. For those of you out there who are listening and want to find out more about the doctor's best product, supplements that are out there. There are numerous amount of them, but the Doctor's Best DHA is available at Gulf Coast Nutrition at the corner of Alternate 19 and Alderman Road. We also do have those Fit Life foods there that are prepared meals now, and they're quick, ready to heat up. So find out more about that. Go to gulfcoastnutrition.com. Until next time, I'm Dr. V. Brenda B. will be back with us next time, and you've been listening to Gulf Coast Nutrition.